From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. President Obama is visiting a steel plant near Pittsburgh today as he takes his State of the Union message on the road.
Right now, we're going to talk about the president's proposals with two people who were at the State of the Union address last night. First, we turn to Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear, a Democrat who President Obama mentioned in his speech when talking about the Affordable Care Act.
Just talked to Governor Steve Beshear of Kentucky, who's here tonight. Now, Kentucky is not the most liberal part of the country. That's not where I got my highest vote totals. But he's like a man possessed when it comes to covering his Commonwealth's families.
Governor Steve Beshear joins us now from Washington. And Governor, you were there, as he said, because of the Affordable Care Act, President Obama wanting to showcase some of the success that you're seeing in Kentucky. And we've got the numbers. About 162,000 people have enrolled as of January 17th. 122,000 of those have signed up for Medicaid, about 39,000 for private insurance plans. What has been the reason, in your view, for the success you've seen in Kentucky?
Well, as you just mentioned, Jeremy, about one in four are signing up for qualified health plans and three out of four for Medicaid at this point. And that doesn't surprise us because that 640,000 Kentuckians that don't have health coverage, it's split about 50-50 between those that will qualify for expanded Medicaid and those that will get into qualified health plans. It's much easier to sign up for Medicaid because once you find out you qualified, there aren't any difficult decisions to make. But when you're going to be selecting a qualified health plan, that takes some time, you know, and these are folks that for the most part have never had health insurance before. So these are some difficult decisions to make. The reason we have been so successful is that we planned, we took planning money early, we got our vendors on early, we surrounded them by our Medicaid folks and the folks that were going to be working and helping to deliver the systems. We modeled a fairly simple website. We didn't put a lot of bells and whistles on it. And I think one of the real crux decisions that we made that made us successful was that we didn't require people when they went on our website to open an account first. We let them browse. We let them put in their numbers. We let them see what they qualified for, what the plans were. And then when they got ready to make a decision, then you could go over and click a button and actually open your account.
But as you say, a lot of people still haven't been able to take that plunge and go and sign up, especially for a private plan. How long are you going to give these people to come around to that? Because obviously, as we've heard time and time again in the reporting about the Affordable Care Act, you can't wait forever.
Well, of course, we've got a deadline coming up. March 31st is the end of the enrollment period for qualified health plans until next November. And so,
but you're not going to get the 600,000 or so Kentuckians who have not signed up yet signed up by March 31st.
No. And we knew that. I mean, it's going to take us several years to get most of those 640,000 signed up. I mean, we're amazed that we are as far along as we are right now. You know, when we opened up on October 1, Jeremy, they started flooding our website and our call center, and people started signing up at the rate of about 1,000 a day in Kentucky. And we were amazed at that. And we just knew that that wouldn't last. Well, we were right. It didn't. Now they're signing up at 1,500 a day. So it is climbing all the time. And it has been successful beyond our wildest dreams. But it's going to take us some time. But we're going to get there. You know, this is working in Kentucky. It's going to work all over America.
Well, you've said that the reason that your state plan is successful is in part because there's a huge disconnect, these are your words, between the rank partisanship of national politics and the outlook of governors whose job it is to help beleaguered families. Well, you were in a room last night filled with people who participate in partisanship and national politics. Did you give anybody any advice?
Well, hopefully they'll learn something about watching what goes on in Kentucky. You know, I like to say that Kentucky is one of perhaps the last places in the country where democracy still works. But, you know, I've got a Republican Senate and a Democratic House in Kentucky. I'm a Democratic governor. But when the elections are over with in Kentucky, we tend to start thinking of ourselves as Kentuckians first and Democrats and Republicans second. And I would certainly suggest that they do that here in Washington, D.C. You know, as governor, I don't really have time for all the crazy politics that goes on up here in this town. I've got 4.3 million people to take care of. And we're doing that with the Affordable Care Act. We're getting people back to work coming out of this recession. And as long as you think of yourselves as Americans first and some political party second, then we can move this country along. But man, oh man, they've forgotten how to do this up here in Washington, D.C., and they better learn fast because the people out in the country are sick and tired of it.
Well, which is not to say, of course, that you and your Republican counterparts in Kentucky agree on everything. I know that there's one issue that the president brought up last night, which is the minimum wage. It is still $7.25 per hour in Kentucky. That's the federal rate. And you want to raise it. The Senate president, who's a Republican in Kentucky, does not. Do you think you can raise the minimum wage in Kentucky?
Well, we'll see. I'll tell you, I've got a great working relationship with the Senate president and the Republicans in the Senate, as well as the Democrats in the House. And you're right, we don't agree on everything. But you know what we can do? We can sit down and try to find common ground on issues. Whether we can find common ground on this one, I don't know. We solved a huge pension problem, an unfunded pension liability problem this last year by getting together and changing the benefits of our plan, at the same time raising $100 million of new money, recurring money every year, to fund an adequate pension plan. So, you know, we find ways of getting together from time to time. I think in the long run, this is going to happen. We're going to raise the minimum wage on a federal level, and hopefully we can get it done in Kentucky.
Governor Steve Beshear, Democrat of Kentucky, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeremy.